Blog Talk Radio.
And just welcome all of you worldwide from the Blog Talk, and for all of you on the First Spiritual Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line, this is a good day to praise the Lord. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your goodness and kindness. We thank you for your love, for your tender mercy. You've been there all the way for us, and we just love you and praise you and appreciate you and glory in you and give you all the thanks and give you all the praise. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for health and thank you for strength. Lord, we thank you because you watched over us through the night and awakened us this morning. We just praise and magnify your name, knowing that you're real and you have all power in your hand. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank God for the blood today, the blood of Jesus that washes away all sin. We thank you for your blood, your cleansing blood that covers our soul. Your cleansing blood covers our soul right now. And we praise and magnify your name. We glorify, we lift you up, Lord. We know we're nothing without you. Without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we can't do nothing. Oh, God, but we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us up thus far. And, Lord, we pray you don't leave us, but just guide us on the way. I know you're real, and I know you got the power. I know you're there. Oh, God, when we don't can't hear you, we can't feel you, you're still there. You say you'd never leave us nor forsake us. And I believe that. Lord, you haven't forsaken me yet. And I praise and magnify your name, knowing that you're God all by yourself. Don't have to have nobody to help you. And I pray you, Lord, to bless us, Lord, lift us up where we belong. Give us strength. Encourage our hearts. Oh, God, lift our minds. I know you're real, Lord. Please give us strength, Lord. Stand us up on our own two feet where you can use us to your will and your glory. And we're just going to thank you and praise your holy name, knowing that we're nothing without you. We can't go no place without you. We can't do nothing without you. So, Lord, help us, Lord, to stand up where we belong. Stand us up, Lord, and give us strength. Give us encourage every heart. Bless your people here, there, and everywhere. All overseas, I know you're real. Your hand is stretched out to help us, we pray. Now, Lord, we go ask you to go with us and stand by us. Lead us and guide us and protect us. Keep us from all harm and danger. Be a fence all around us in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. And I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Glory.
Glory. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your protecting hand. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for your favor. Thank you, God. You've been so just wonderful. And we praise you,
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Another thing I've got to do on tomorrow night, Wednesday night. Missed the last Wednesday night, and I repented and asked God to forgive us and forgive me. But we're going to have our Wednesday night by all night, shut-in, rather, on tomorrow night. Amen. And the lines, in just a few moments, I'm going to open up the line to you if you want to be a part of it and you want to take any portion of the night. Amen. This is a time that you can do something for the Lord. Amen. And lead people into praise and prayer. Oh, my God, it's such a glorious night for anybody who wants to lead people into praise and prayer. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. Let me see. Is Ambassador Hodges, are you there? Ambassador, are you there?
Yes, sir, Ambassador Smith is present.
All right. Why don't you give us a bit of highlights of what you're planning to do there? You're right there in that area, Jacksonville, Pine Bluff area. And tell us about anything about the convention. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, Chief Ambassador, all the saints of God. There's one thing that I can promise you that will happen, that the presence of the Lord is resting in Arkansas. And I tell you, just being in the presence of Bishop and Dr. James Bolden, Tabernacle House of Bread, glory to God, there's such an anointing that rests on the ground in the house. Amen. And I tell you, the saints of God all over Arkansas is ready. Now, let me just highlight on a few of those things that just unusual that you have people that will step out and share their testimony. Evangelist Bonnie Salvage is a woman of God who received her license, I think, probably a couple of months ago. This, what's unusual about her is that this woman of God, who was in the prison numerous of times, and listen to me, saint, I tell people one thing about us: if you told your real testimony, you would tear up a house. But this woman is sharing her real testimony that will reach young people, that will reach people everywhere. And she's traveling the globe with her testimony, been to prison numerous of times, on drugs, you name it, walk the street unrecognizable. Anything that you think is probably has happened that we say that we are afraid to happen, don't want to be attached to, this woman of God is probably has done it in that particular life. But God beautifully saved her, beautifully touched her life, glory to God. And she's out there touching young people's lives. And sometimes we don't realize God is using people that don't even look like us. God is using people that taking them out of the gutter. They don't have a problem going out reaching and telling someone about Jesus. And I praise God for what he's going to do on that night and on Saturday and on Friday morning. We have Superintendent Helen. He's administrative assistant to Bishop Anderson. Glory to God. You talking about a Holy Ghost filled, five baptized preaching machine. Glory. You're talking about power in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You will do the workshop that morning, and it'll spur you to keep on seeking God and spur you to let the gift of God just rise up in you. Hallelujah. Lord, I know you know a lot of the highlights, and I'm telling you, we're looking forward to our vision. Chief Ambassador consecration service. However the Lord leads on Friday night, and we just welcome all of you to Arkansas. We are waiting for first fruit presence and what you have, the anointing, because the Bible says when two or three are gathered together, somebody said together, and one of us can put 1,000 demons are running. And what it would be like if all of us gathered in this gathering, in this clarion call that our chief ambassador has sounded the trumpet and asking us to come from north, south, east, and west to come together and put the devil on the run. Hallelujah. And we just praise God for that on Saturday morning. We are looking forward to Bishop Frank Anderson, praise God, a wonderful man of God. Lifestyles lined up with the word, and he know how to bring it. Amen. Hallelujah. The following everywhere. And I want to say this to the saints on the line. Now, both of these jurisdictions and speakers that are coming, they're bringing people with them. They're coming as our guests. Amen. And so when you have guests that's coming to your house, you need to make sure you have guests already there. So they're looking to meet you, first fruit, because they've been hearing about you. Amen. They've been hearing about you. You can say they've been hearing about me and what God is doing in my life. They're ready to come. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can thank God continuing on that Friday, Saturday night. We can have a concert and a revival. Amen. Just conducted and led by our Chief Ambassador. And I tell you, Chief, everyone everywhere knows your name. Amen. Dr. Bernard Johnson is coming. Are you coming? Are you coming? Amen. So they're excited here. You should be excited as well. Amen. And we praise God for all of these services. And I know Sister Gina, she might be still here. She can give you further instructions of the hotels. Listen, the houses are ready. We're ready for you, First Fruit. Wait to meet all of my sisters and my brothers on the line. God bless all of you and have a magnificent day.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much, Ambassador Stith, down there in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, right outside of Little Rock and Jacksonville, Arkansas. They're ready, and I believe it in the name of Jesus. All right. Can you give us anything about the hotel arrangements, Ambassador Hodges? Amen. Are you there this morning?
I am here, Chief, and our host hotel this year is the Wingate by Wyndham, and that's on North Commercial Drive. It's North Arkansas. I understand it's in a great area. Right by the river is what I was told. This hotel, this property, is offering us a free breakfast at a set rate for First Fruit of $70 per night. Those of you that decided at the last minute that you want to come, you may still call the hotel at 501-758-6932 to honor your First Fruit. We're so looking forward to you. And let me just add at the end of this, get on to Saturday night. I'll just tell them there will be a concert at the
telephone.
For the William Grace Revival on that Saturday night. God bless you, and I'm turning it back over to you, Chief.
All right. Can you give that phone number again for the hotel? Someone was moving and blocking a lot of distraction. All right, give that phone number again for the hotel, if you would.
That number is 501-753-8669.
8669, I said.
Yes.
All right, 8669. Well, you got it. God bless all of you. And again, it's going to be so much excitement there for the convention. And we just praise God for it. All right, let's move to another area of praise this morning. Won't you, if you would, tell everybody, put the word out that I'm going to speak tomorrow morning. I believe God wants me to speak tomorrow, maybe Thursday and maybe Friday. But I'll be speaking. Right, God bless you. And I want to get maybe three or four praise reports. It always blesses my heart. The Bible says, make known his deeds. And God has been so miraculously good to many of you on this line. And it baffles my mind how you don't make known his deeds. You ought to want to tell it, because people get miracles many times because you have told of what God did for you. And they adapt that attitude that if God did it for you, he ought to be able. In fact, I know he'll do it for me. So you're helping to get people healed. You're helping to get people delivered and saved. Amen. And there are people listening from not only America, but they're listening in South Africa and India and France and all around Poland and Germany and Russia and England and Sweden. And I just keep on going, but man, listening everywhere. Just before we have our praise reports, Ambassador Hagen, are you there? Can you give us a station identification?
Oh, praise. Praise the Lord. God bless. Yes. We do honor the presence of the Lord today. We do honor, amen, our Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. We do honor, amen, Ambassador Lady Betty. Thank God, amen, for Ambassador and our own right mother to the nations, Mother Adley Johnson. We thank God, amen, for all of our ambassadors, ambassadors-elect. Amen to all the pastors, all the bishops and pastors, to everyone who's listening from around the world. Yes, and this is Ambassador Hagen. We are here, and we are broadcasting live from the Black Talk Radio, mparadio.com. We've been heard literally all over the world in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, you name it, all over the world. More, can you imagine, more than 90 million listeners, and to God be the praise. We thank God for how stats are going up daily and how both the broadcasts that are being aired with our Chief International Ambassador, it is constantly increasing more and more listeners on a daily as well as a nightly basis. And to God be the glory. And we thank God for the excellent work that our Chief International Ambassador is doing. And may God be the bless you, sir. Back to you.
Thank you so much. And let me just say to you, I want you to keep in mind, First Fruits, that many times when we ask you to give your testimony, sometimes this is the only church that some people have in other countries. They're listening. They want to be inspired, and you act like you don't have a testimony. It's what I call, it alone, but you want to be a blessing to people. God bless you, and he did it for a reason, that he might receive glory out of it. And when you don't give him his glory, then you cut off your blessings. Why would he want to bless you again if you don't even know you've been blessed, or you don't even relish it, or you can't tell of the goodness of Jesus? So I'm going to open up the line for anybody who can remember. Look over your shoulder and remember what the Lord has done for you. My God, I know I can. So many things. All right. Let me have about three, maybe four praise reports. Those are testimonies of what God has done for you. Who is the first one who has a praise report of what the Lord did for you? The line is open to you. Who's the first one? Jump in there and say, that's me, Pastor. I'm ready to tell him the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me. All right, who's the first one?
Good morning. Good morning all over the land to our national ambassador, to all ambassadors and all officers of this First Fruit Prayer Line. I'm just so happy to say again that the Lord has looked like he's taken away the congested heart failure. I don't have the stress anymore, like getting short of breath. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. After coming out of that coma, and every time I think about it, I want to give God the praise. Every time I think about how he took me off of dialysis and I haven't been back on it, have been back that way, I want to give him the praise. Hallelujah! I want to give him the praise. Because all praises belong to him.
Dr. Mary Lacey. Dr. Lacey, you mean to tell me, you know, with most, a lot of people being on having diabetes nowadays, and you had been put on dialysis, and the Lord took you off of dialysis? Is that what you're telling us?
Yes. He took me out of the coma where I didn't know where I was for 30-some days. And then when I came through, they said they had to put me on dialysis. My kidneys was only working like 3%. That's very, very narrow. And at my age, hallelujah, glory, the doctor said I probably wouldn't ever come off because of the kidneys Both of them was affected by the medication, wrong medication that was given to me. But I don't have no dollars. Oh, my God. Every time I think about it, I feel like shouting, having to leave at 4 o'clock in the morning, get to the dollars machine. And sometimes the dollars machine wouldn't work. The blood would clog. And I tell you, I had to do some praying. I had to do some high-up praying and some high-up asking the Lord to forgive me for anything that I had done. Or into anyone, I tell you that forgiveness will work. God bless you this morning. Hallelujah. I feel like running through this house. I ain't got no dollars. Hallelujah.
God bless you so much. That's a Master Nick, Dr. Mary Lacey. And thank you. Thank you. All right, somebody else who has a testimony of what God did for you. Anybody else? The line is open to you.
Good morning. This is Sister Darlene Garnett. God bless everyone on this First Fruit Prayer Line, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson. I just thank the Lord for how he has truly, truly, truly have blessed me since I've been on this First Fruit Prayer Line. I was in, had to move and really didn't know which way to go, but God, he supplied my every need. Because my rent was kind of high. But the Lord, but the Lord, but the Lord. He had bonfire, gave me a miracle. I have moved. And then I said I didn't want to take no old furniture in my place. And the Lord blessed me with a brand new a bedroom set and a living room set. And he also have blessed me and my family. And I tell you, when I was going through with my brother, he blessed me through my family, you know, with confusion. But God, he supplied all of that. And I thank God for the First Fruit Prayer Line. I thank God for Ambassador Dr. Johnson, how he just had wisdom to encourage others. And I just thank God. I thank God for all his goodness. I just want you all to pray for me. I was trying to get on yesterday morning, but I was on mute. So that's why I couldn't say anything. So you all be prayed for Sister Jolene Garnett. God bless everyone. I love you all.
God bless you. God bless you. All right. This is time, everybody, if you can, take your phone off of mute so you can talk about what God did for you. And it is glorious to hear what God did for you. Oh, my God. If you have a test, I'm going to take maybe a couple more, but just be ready. Amen. When I say the line is open to you, just jump right in there and be ready to praise the Lord. All right, somebody else, a God. I wonder, is there anybody who God has done something for in Illinois or in Kentucky or in Mississippi or Alabama? What about in the area of Georgia? Is the Lord moving in these areas in Texas at all? If so, why don't you tell him the goodness of Jesus? The line is open to you. Who has next? Who's next? Amen. Line is open to you. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indiana.
Oh, God is a good God. He brought me out of the darkness into the marvelous light. And I just thank and praise him. I thank and praise because he is so good. He is so good. I just ask y'all to keep praying for me.
Good, Mother. God bless you. Thank you so much. Anybody else? The line is open to you.
Yes, Dr. Johnson?
Yes.
Amen. This is Missionary Henry, Georgia. Georgia, yes. I praise the Lord. I just thank God for being here this morning. I thank God for you, Dr. Johnson. I thank God for Lady Betty, Ambassador Betty, Mother of the Nation, Mother Johnson, and to everybody on the prayer line. God is so good. Amen. I'm still giving God praises. I thank God for how he blessed me. My air conditioner went out. The compressor was gone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The compressor was gone. The motor was gone. Amen. Everything was gone. It went out completely. But I praise God, hallelujah, for about 3 days. I was in the heat. amen. I thank God for some people that got a hold to it, a lady got a hold to it, and another lady, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. They got together, hallelujah. Brand new.
Amen. What would cost you $3,000, God, to make it come down to zero?
Hallelujah.
And, you $3,000. It's like putting $3,000 in your hands.
Hallelujah.
So thank God for it. I want to just take maybe one, two more praise reports. Who has another praise report? Do you have it? Let me hear it. The line is open to you. Anybody?
Mm. Yes, this is Sister Johnson in Texas.
Go ahead, Sister Johnson in Texas. I heard you.
Praise God to Chief Ambassador and all the saints on the line, everyone on the line. I praise God this morning for his goodness to me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Truly, God's salvation and the Holy Ghost have sustained me through many things, many things. Today is my birthday, and this is a milestone for me that the Lord has sustained me through many trials and many ups and downs and sickness in my family. And just a couple years ago, my mom had been diagnosed with lymphoma, leukemia, and it was a reaction she had to the chemo and everything, and she was in the hospital for almost a month, and it was just something for us to endure. Hadn't seen my mom that sick out of all the year, but God saw her through. I stood on the word of God that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, and I would take it to the saints on this prayer line and in my home church and the saints we knew that prayed, asking them to pray for her. And truly God has brought her through. My mom just said, I put it under my feet. Every time they said leukemia, she said, I don't accept it. I put it under my feet. And I said, well, Mom, what we're going to say is that you were diagnosed with it, but God has saw you through. She's 83 years old, and God has sustained her and blessed her. Just a few months in between that is when my husband had a stroke, and he is now in a nursing home. So battling back and forward between my mom and between my husband, I want you to know God has given me the strength to go through. And through the many things that I had to deal with, I thank God because he's God in my life. And it is the Holy Ghost that will keep you. And God has kept me. I'm so grateful on this morning for every prayer. I know it's the prayers of the righteous. Continue to bless and pray for us in Jesus' name. I love you all.
Love you too. And happy birthday to you. And we'll open up the line at the close here. People want to wish you a happy birthday. You've been faithful to the line. God bless you so much. Amen. Mm-hmm. Why don't we take maybe one more praise report? And this is the time to get off of mute. If you're on mute, I'll wait for you. But the line is open to anybody who wants to give a praise report. The line is open to you.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Sister Sheila, 860 from Connecticut. I truly give thanks to God this morning. He is the head of my life. He is the one that controls my life. Even when I fall on my face, he picks me up. And I'm just giving God the praises this morning because he's my all in all. He heals me. He keeps me away from, keeps the enemy away from me. I just truly thank God on this morning. I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for all the testimony that has came forth. And it does. It enriches my soul. I thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, leading Lady Betty. I thank God for you, Mother Johnson. I thank God for you and each and every last one on this prayer line. God is a great God. He's doing great things in our life. Even when we don't see it, God is still doing great things in our life. And I'm just giving God the honor and the praise on this morning because he's just that great. God bless you all and have a blessed day. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. One more person, get ready, because we want to hear your testimony. But I want to If Ambassador Stern or Ambassador Pfeiffer, if you're there, I want you to lead us in receiving our prayer request this morning, and also pray for us in the name of Jesus. All right. That last person, get ready, amen, who wants to give your testimony, your praise report of what God did for you. Why don't you inspire somebody and tell of the goodness of Jesus? Who is that last person this morning who will tell of the goodness of Jesus? Anybody? The line is open to you. All right? Well, I want to thank God myself. Oh, my God, for what he did at Amazing Grace on Sunday. I'm still rejoicing. I had a word. I may get a chance to bring it on the line here that the Lord gave me called Facebook. Amen. I preached about Facebook on Sunday morning. Different from what you think it is. But the Lord gave it to me. And, oh, my God, we had such a great, 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 great time at Amazing Grace as we applied Facebook to our lives. Amen. It was just, my God, the Lord blessed it. We had a great youth day, and so many young people were blessed and touched, and just had a great time. All right, is there anybody else want to give a praise report? If so, the line is open to you. Anyone else?
Morning. God bless you. This is Mother Britt. I'd like to give a testimony. I would like to, the Lord bless me to go to see my son on Sunday, William. You know, y'all pray for him. And he had to have that pacemaker put in his heart. So I hadn't been to see him. So the Lord blessed me on Sunday to go up there to see about him. So y'all just continue to keep in prayer because he had a pacemaker. And he's still having problems. And he need to still overcome the smoking. He doing drugs, did good off the drugs, but now he have a problem with his smoking. So just continue to live in prayer. But I thank God he took me over the highway safe one more time. And I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for everyone on here. And thank God for your prayer. Continue to live us up in prayer.
Thank God for you, Mother Britt. You're such a blessing.
I bless you.
Bless you. All right, we will pray for your son, William. Amen. He's having a problem with smoking. And also, God will regulate that heart. Amen. I was saying in a prayer the other day, I remembered how I looked. I was on looking at television, and I saw how doctors took a person's heart out of their body and held the heart in their hand, in their hands, and massaged the heart for about 30 seconds, maybe 60 seconds. And then put the heart back in, and it was still connected to the arteries, or whatever you call them. And they put it back in, and then got everything straight inside of the man, and then sewed him back up. And he said he was better. What you know where my mind went? If a man can do that, how much more can God do? Amen. He takes your heart, and he doesn't have to take it out, even though he made it and hold it in his hands. He can just speak. His words are so powerful, and arteries will open up. He can just speak, and that irregular heartbeat will straighten out. My God. He can just speak, and blood will flow through there with no hindrance. That's how great he is. Oh, my God. And he can just, through his word, massage your heart and cause your heart to be completely revolutionized and act like, you know, that's how he is. So, we will pray for him, Mother Britt. God bless you. All right, let's get some prayer requests. This is a time that we ask you to just bring your prayer requests forward. We're not trying to get into your business. I don't know if you could say anything that we haven't heard already. And we just want to pray on target. Sometimes, you know, when we pray and call these demons out, God will specifically put the blood of Jesus against that demon. Mm-hmm. And the anointing goes against it. got diabetes, and we call him out, you diabetes demon. The blood of Jesus is against you. The power of God prevails against you. It's a good thing to call these devils out. I tell people, I don't care who you are. Everybody has a boss, somebody who is over you. And these demons, why do you think they don't have a boss? Yeah, whether they are health demons, or just attacking the body or whatever, they got a boss too. Do you have a boss? You work someplace, do you have a boss? Why you think demons are exempt? They got a boss. And the one who made everything can speak. They have to obey. That's how people get healed like that. And miracles take place because the big boss speaks and says, quit it! Stop it! Get out! And the Holy Ghost backs it up and they have to stop. See, Paul they know, Peter they know, and they certainly know the name of Jesus. You call the name of Jesus and they will have to take heed and get out and do what he says to. All right. I'm going to give it to one of the ambassadors. Are y'all there? Get that prayer request and do the prayer for us today. Who will take that? Amen. All right. God bless you. Evidently, they're not here today. But the line is open to you. If you have a prayer request, make it known, and we'll get prayer for you. Amen. We'll take that in the name of Jesus. The line
is open. Chief Ambassador Johnson, this is Evangelist LaTanya. Sir, if you like, I could take the prayer request if they're not available.
Please do, and pray for them.
Okay. Amen. Well, God bless you, everyone. God bless you. If anyone has a prayer request at this time, I am open to take your prayer request.
This is the piece of an unspoken miracle. I need a miracle. Unspoken. I need a miracle.
Amen. This is Sister Johnson in Texas. I want to keep my husband on the prayer line. I got a bad report on yesterday concerning him, but I know God is able. Asking you to keep him, Benny Johnson, on the prayer line, and also I like to keep Sister Cobb in Texas on the prayer line. Thank you.
Okay, Sister Johnson, you said your husband's name is Benny Johnson. Was that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And Sister Cobb. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And please pray for Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. Amen. I always want to keep her on the prayer list. That God will just do miraculous miracles in her life. Such a blessing. Amen. All right. Go ahead and take other prayer requests.
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay. Anyone else with prayer requests?
This is Jolene Garnett requesting prayer for Mother Johnson. For the First True Prayer Line and for my family, the Garnett family. God bless you.
And thank you, Sister Garnett, for remembering us. Amen.
Amen.
For remembering Mother Johnson and the Fresh Fruit Cry Line, all of its ambassadors elect. God bless you. And those who have been selected now as ambassador elect, please don't think I've forgotten about you. Just got so much on my plate. I will get that, and it will be soon. God bless you. Where is Sister LaTanya?
Excuse me. Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You were about to say something, sir?
No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask Mother Garnett, Sister Garnett, you said for Mother Johnson and the First Fruit Prayer Line, and you had another request as well? Was that all, Sister Garnett?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. We can... God